All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we are back with more Starless. So let's go ahead and get started. Once she gets over the pleasure and the shock, Sachi climbs off the pool table and takes a seat in a nearby chair. I flutter away from the table and lean against the wall. I'm hit with a wave of fatigue once I finish masturbating. Should be a wave of fatigue. I shouldn't be wasting my time on this crap. I should be turning in early for the party, not masturbating over a pool table. Oh, you think coming all over my face is crap? That's a waste of time, huh? My words seem to snap her back to reality, and she offers a grumpy complaint. I didn't mean it that way. Anyway, shouldn't you, hurry up and wipe your ass? Oh, right. I can't believe I got so caught up in the moment that I crapped myself. How embarrassing. She blushes as she grabs a nearby box of tissues and uses them to wipe herself. Oh man, it's covered in poop and cum. We just replaced the cloth not too long ago. Now we're gonna have to do it again. She shakes her head at the sad state of the pool table. I'd like to remind her that the semen actually came from her. We're gonna have to call a guy out here to fix it up. I won the bet. Why am I the one who's coming out of it with losses? Oh, don't worry. Sawatari will cover it. What? Hey, why do I have to pay for it? Naturally, I object almost immediately. I wasn't involved in making the mess. I don't see why I should have to be dragged into it. Well, you have money. She says it like I just asked a stupid question. Obviously, she's referring to the money I got paid for working here. She would have that money too if she didn't apparently blow it all by betting against Marika. I mean, if you're gonna spend all your money before you even leave, why even bother coming? I don't mean to tell other people how to spend their money or anything, but sheesh. Oh, hey, I know. She comes up with an idea and snaps her fingers. Then she suddenly sidles up to me, still in the nude, and speaks in a sugary voice. Hey, Sawatari, could you do a little favor for a poor, lonely girl in need? You can drop the disgusting little act. I'm not falling for it. If Sachi asks for a favor, it can't be good. Naturally, I'm cautious. Oh, don't be like that. I was just wondering if you could help me out. She rubs her new body against me. You know, this isn't very sexy coming from a woman I just watched take a shit on a pool table. Please don't touch me. I step away from her. How rude, I did wipe, you know. She blushes as she vehemently defends herself. Fine, I'll bite. What is it? Could you lend me just a little bit of money? Always with the money. Does she ever think about anything else? I'll pay you back, I swear. And we are not going to. Even though loaning the money is actually what we're supposed to do, surprisingly, we're not going to, so we can get one special bad end. I'll pay you back, I swear. Help a girl out here. And what would you be doing with the money? If she's completely broke, she might not even have the money to get home. I'm not a complete asshole or anything. I mean, if she's really in trouble, I wouldn't mind helping out a little. I sort of need more money so I can have another match with Marika. Yeah, that's not happening. I refuse without a second of thought. I feel like an idiot for sympathizing with her. What? Why not? I think that goes without saying. Now, if you had an honest reason why you needed it, I might lend you some money. What part of what I said isn't honest? What part of gambling seems honest to you? If it means supporting your bad habits, I'm not giving you a single coin. I put my foot down. Have a backbone, Sawatari. Tell her like it is. Don't be like that. Come on, just a little bit. She goes back to her sugary facade and clings to me. Nope. Alright, what if you change vectors in a bit and consider it an investment instead? Once I make more money, I'll pay you back several times the amount. Sounds like a nice deal if you ask me. Don't worry, I'll put your money to good use. You have to wonder where all this confidence comes from, considering she already lost all of her money and has failed on every occasion to get it back. Not happening. She grinds her teeth in frustration when I refuse to budge. Alright, fine, but you saw me in that embarrassing position and even masturbated to me without my permission. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to charge you for that. Seeing that she isn't getting anywhere, she changes her approach. But that wasn't even my choice. Marika told me to do it. Oh, was peeking on us through the door and getting a boner part of my orders too? Marika cuts in and shoots down my poor excuse. I guess she's got me there. There isn't anything I can really defend myself with. You see, now pay the price and lend me some cash. She has an irritatingly smug look on her face as she holds out her hand for money. Alright, fine. I'll give you some stinking money. I finally give in. So how much is that gonna be? Well, about 3 million yen would be nice. Phew! 3 million, that's practically all of it. I bet the only reason she didn't say 4 million because she felt a little bad about taking all of it, so she decided to leave me about 1 million or so. There's no way that warrants that much money. This is practically blackmail. Hey man, you saw me giving a scat show. That's a pretty valuable experience if you ask me. No, I don't think so. I'd say it's worth at least 3 million. No, go fuck off. Who would have thought that watching Sachi poop would end up costing 3 million? And the sad thing is that I actually got off to it. Ugh! If I knew this was gonna happen, I would have just left. Besides, it's not like I'm telling you to give it to me. It's all good as long as I pay it back, right? Do you even have a way of paying me back? Of course I do. Winning more money through gambling isn't an option, you know. I know that. Yeah, hey, I'm sure it'll be fine. I just have to stop by a bank and boom, I'll get the money no problem. But you have to wait until we get out of here first. It's not like I can go to the bank while we're stuck in this house. I look at her dubiously as she tries to plead her case. If what she's saying is true, I guess it would be okay to loan her money. From the looks of things, she's been working in this place a pretty damn long time. She must have saved up a decent amount of money by now. And as bad with gambling as she seems to be, I doubt she's stupid enough to bet all of it. I would guess that she has some saved up in the bank and is only gambling with what she can afford. So even if she does end up blowing all my money on gambling, she should still be able to pay me back. So how about it? Pretty please? She cups her hands together in a begging pose. We have to refuse on this particular choice. Because, yeah, we do refuse this one. But to get to the other endings of the game, you do have to lend the money. But we're showing everything, so we're refusing this time. The answer is still no. I can't lend you that much money knowing that you're just going to gamble it away. After giving a little thought, I persist to refuse. What? Come on, don't be like that. Show a little love. No. Give it a little more thought. We're friends, aren't we? Come on, please? I said no. You Scrooge, you brute, you monster. When she figures out I'm not going to bite, she turns around and starts flinging insults like a completely different person. Asshole, jerk, maggot, poopy head? She doesn't hold anything back. Fine then, I was stupid to rely on you anyway. I'm not feeling very well, I'm going back to my room to sleep. She picks up her clothes from the floor and dashes out without even cleaning up her mess. There's just no helping that girl. Sorry, I guess I made her mad. You have nothing to apologize for. She taps me on the shoulder to comfort me. By the way, would you mind cleaning up the mess she left behind? She says with a smile. It took me 30 minutes of cleaning up shit before I got out of there. Phew! After cleaning up the playroom, I go back to my own room and plop down on my bed. I'm exhausted. I need my rest for tomorrow, but Sachi had to go and derail my plans. Regretting my decision to peek inside that room, I set my clock and turned out the lights. On the bright side, all the energy I used up should help me to get to sleep. Better to be in the best condition possible for tomorrow. There's no telling what they'll make us do. I'm concerned about Mikiko and Makoto, but I shouldn't think about that for now. It would just make getting to sleep harder. Good night! I drift off to sleep almost as soon as my head hits the pillow. Day 12. I search around and shut the clock up like usual. I think about crawling back under the covers, but then I remember that today is the big day. I get to my feet and stretch. The clock shows just before 6. Pardon. Must be my allergies. I'm still a bit tired, but I slept well enough. I should be okay. And that's a good thing, because today is the party. Things are gonna get really busy, no doubt. I go over to the sink to wash my face and brush my teeth. After that, I get dressed and get ready to face the day. I make sure to pay more attention to my appearance today in front of the mirror, fixing my hair and straightening my tie. There we go. I can't really say I'm looking forward to this party. No one even told me what kind of party it is, so I'm pretty nervous. Knowing this family, I can only expect the worst. And not only that, there's the issue of what's gonna happen with Mikiko. I have a bad feeling about it after the ominous words that Sachi left me with. I just hope it's all a big misunderstanding. I take a look at the time and see that I can't afford to take much longer. Who knows what Morrison would do to me if I'm late again? I shake my head and drive the bad thoughts away. Alright, let's do this. I slap my cheeks and stand up straight. It sucks that I don't know anything about the party, but no use thinking about that now. I'm sure things will work out. I cheer myself up and head out the door. I come out at about the same time as Mitarai. Hello, Sawatari. She greets me with her usual radiant smile. Good morning. Today's the day of the party. You ready? Yeah, I think I'll be alright. I'll probably be really busy, though. Now that she has to take care of all the cooking by herself, she's gonna be even busier than me. How many people do you think will be coming? I was asked to prepare enough food for about 100 people, so that would be my guess. Wow, that's a lot. Sure you can handle it all on your own? Mikiko actually got some of it ready yesterday. I think I'll be able to manage the rest on my own, barely. Well, good luck. If you need any help, don't be afraid to ask.
までまだ時間があるから、急げば多分大丈夫。
Thanks. There's still some time until the party, though. I should make it as long as I hurry. She gives a reassuring smile. But that smile disappears from her face as soon as she continues with her next thought.
それにしても、美香子さん、一体何があったのかしら?
I'm more worried about Mikiko. I wonder what that was all about.
昨夜から姿を見かけないし、屋敷を出て行った痕跡もないし。
I haven't seen her since last night, and there aren't any signs that she left the house either.She says, looking concerned. She could have left last night. I suggest, even knowing it's not true. I don't think Mikiko is the type that would up and leave without saying a word. Besides, I peeked into her room and saw all of her stuff was still there. I doubt she went anywhere.I haven't seen Makoto either. I wonder where they could be. Anyone would be curious at how sudden that announcement was, especially considering it came from the mistress and not the actual people in question. Midori in particular, really looked up to Mikiko. She must be taking it hard. I'm worried too, but it won't do any good sitting around thinking about it. It's not like we'd be able to do anything to help anyway.I guess you're right. We don't want to pry too deep and invade her privacy either. She convinces herself to drop the issue. Well, let's get going. Alright. We leave together for the first floor. We climb down the stairs and go our own separate ways as usual. I'll be taking care of Cerberus now. Yeah, see ya. I head for the basement to take care of my own work.I climb down the steps and go over to the boiler. First the power. I get everything up and running. Alright then, everything appears to be in order. Now for Marisa. I double check everything one last time before leaving the basement. That's like the only thing he does that's like not crazy is checking the boiler. Like there's never been an instance where there was some crazy sex scene in the boiler room. It's just...Check the boiler. Even when they showed him how to do the boiler, it was very, like, basic. There was no, crazy sex stuff or anything like that. It's just, okay, this is how to use the boiler. You have to do this every single day. And, you have to make sure to turn it off. And that was it. I stop in front of her room and gather my nerves before knocking. Now, here we go. Come on.She responds to my knock with her usual crankiness. Pardon me. To my surprise, I find that she's already dressed. Good morning, Lady Marisa. What are you looking so confused about? She glares at me for looking at her with surprise. No, I was just, not expecting you to be dressed. Oh, what? You think I'm unable to get dressed on my own? Is that it? Well, yeah, because that seemed to be the situation. But as we know, she was just fucking with him because she can. She was just giving him hell. That's all it is. To be honest, I actually did. Looking back to all those times she stripped and got dressed during the lessons, I realize it's pretty stupid of me, but yeah.Of course I don't need your help to get dressed, you idiot. Well, then how about doing it more often? Naturally, I didn't actually say that out loud. We have a party today, so I got up early and took a shower. That's why I dressed myself. So what's left for me to do?Nothing. I've already peed and taken a shower. I don't need you for anything. Oh, okay. Now hurry up and get out of here. You're offensive to my eyes. Very well. Pardon the intrusion, ma'am. I leave her alone. I lean against the door and breathe a sigh. That was a pretty mean reception considering I went all out of my way to come here, but at least now I won't have to go through all that crap.Guess I should head for the dining room. I mutter to myself and head for the stairs. I come to the front hall and look around for Mitarai, but because I finished up earlier than usual, it appears I got there before she did. I decide to just wait there until she shows up. After a short wait, the front door opens. Ah, nothing like the first smoke of the morning. Sachi walks in, smelling like cigarettes. I thought for sure it was going to be Mitarai. Very disappointing. Hey, did you just frown when you saw me? No. When in trouble, deny. Good morning. Hey, you're up earlier than usual. Normally I don't see her until after breakfast is already over. Yep, we have the party today, so I'll get in trouble if I don't show up at breakfast. I see, even Sachi can't get out of this one. Granted, with the party happening today, there probably won't be any weird antics going on, so it should be a painless breakfast. By the way, any idea what happened to Mikiko? It's weighing on my mind, so I go ahead and ask. Can't say. They haven't told me anything either. But she's most likely in the house somewhere. There haven't been any cars here since Nanahara came last night. Yeah, that's right. Nanahara came here by a taxi, so you'd have to call another taxi again to leave. Unless they went all the way down to the mountain by foot, and I highly doubt they did, the entire family should still be inside the house. But then why haven't we seen them around? Mikiko apparently hasn't even been back to her room. Maybe they're off in some private room to spend their reunion as a family together. You're right. He's like, yeah, right. The mistress would never be that nice. Don't worry. She'll definitely be showing up at the party at least. Huh? But she's not a servant anymore. You mean as a guest? I find that hard to believe. I heard it was a party for rich people, so I don't see why Mikiko would be called upon to attend. Who knows? Let's just say that if my hunch is correct, both Mikiko and Makoto will be at the party whether they like it or not. What do you mean by that? You'll find out soon enough. Anyway, I'm parched, so I'll be going on ahead to the dining room. She leaves without answering my question. After hearing something like that, I'm even more bothered about it now than before I asked. I ponder the meaning behind her words when I suddenly hear footsteps coming down the stairs. I look and see Marika at what I think is the earliest I ever saw her awake. She walks over to me looking dreadfully sleepy. Good morning, Marika. You're up pretty early. Usually she'd sleep until noon. I don't want to be up at this godforsaken hour either. I don't really have a choice though, since we have a party today. I was up until morning last night, too. Ugh, so tired. She opens up wide for a huge yawn, not caring who's watching. I could go for a nice thick cup of black coffee right now. I'll be waiting for you in the dining room. She tries to hold her mouth closed to stop herself from yawning as she stumbles her way over to the dining room. As soon as she leaves, the front door opens. This time it really is Mitarai. Welcome back. Hey, were you waiting for me? Yeah, okay. Just doesn't feel right going there by myself. Hee-hee, thanks. I noticed she's carrying two plates today instead of one. I see you've got more than usual. Yeah, Cerberus got a special little dinner today because of the party. There were some ingredients left over, and it'd be a waste to just throw them away. That damn dog eats better than most people. Well, shall we get going? Let's. We proceed to the dining room together. The mistress is ready to greet us upon entering. Sachi and Marika are already inside as well. Good morning, you two. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning. Today's a very important day. Be on your best behavior. We nod in understanding. Could you get breakfast ready for us, Mitarai? Yes, right away. She hurries off into the kitchen. Have a seat, Sawatari. You can relax. We won't be doing our usual thing. Thank you. That's relieving to hear. Without Makoto here, I'd have to pick up the slack. I'd be drained before the party even starts. I take my seat, and shortly thereafter, Marisa and Kyochi arrive as well. Mikiko and Makoto never showed up, but I didn't expect them to. After a little while, Mitarai comes in with breakfast and sets the table. Now that we're all here, let's eat, shall we? With those words, breakfast officially starts. Even Marisa, who usually doesn't eat breakfast, knows it would be better to get as much energy as she can for the party. And since I know there isn't anything dreadful waiting for me after the meal, I'm able to enjoy it in peace. Everyone, just keep eating while you listen. As you all know, we have a big day today with the party. I want you all to be aware of your positions, and make sure not to offend our guests. In particular, this will be Mitarai and Sawatari's first time, so I want you two to be especially careful. I understand. Mitarai, you'll be taking care of the food as we agreed. I'll do my best. Sawatari, I want you to bring the right alcohol from the cellar. I have a list here for you. Make sure you get it right. Alright. I take the list from her and look over it. There are a ton of different types of alcohol listed with large quantities to go along with them. All of this? That's right. Our guests are really picky about their alcohol. Make sure you don't screw up. They all look expensive as well. I'm afraid to ask how much it all costs. At any rate, just lugging all this liquor is going to take a good deal of time and energy. Sachi, I want you to wear the special uniform. The other two can just wear their usual servant outfits. Very well. You can get to work after breakfast is over. The party starts at 10, so finish up before then. Marika, Marisa, I want you two to entertain the guests as well. You got it. I'll have the meeting out of the palm of my hand. Same here. I injected some powerful stimulants into my balls to get ready for the party. Heh, I'll be counting on you. I want you to attend the party too, Kyochi. I know it'll be boring for you, but at least try to greet our guests. I know. Just hurry up and find a replacement for Mikiko already. He complains, looking grumpy as ever. I'll find one for you in a little while. Just hang in there until then. How long is a little while? You're such a worrywart. Don't worry, it won't take long. I'm always on the lookout for women that fit your taste. If you want, you can even use Mitarai as a replacement while I search for someone else. Huh? Mitarai frowns when she hears her name. After watching what those two do every day, I can understand why. I don't think I would be a very worthy substitute, to be honest. What are you talking about? I think you'd make a lovely one, she says, looking at Midori's breasts. If we're going strictly by bust size, I can't think of anyone better. I'll give her that. But I can't make milk or anything. Don't worry, we have plenty of drugs for that. Drugs, please. I don't really want any part of that. She's on the verge of tears as she tries to plead her way out of the situation. Kyochi stares at Midori for a while before losing interest and looking away. She's not my type. Hurry up and find another replacement. With those brunt words, he leaves behind his half-eaten breakfast and exits the dining room. Midori is relieved to see him go. What a handful, that child. Looks like I better hurry up and find him another mommy. Once everyone has finished eating, they all leave to get ready for the party. I get up from my seat to get started on my own work. Do a good job, Sawatari. Yes, ma'am, I'll get right on it. I put the list in my pocket and leave. I don't have much time. Better get started right away. On my way to the basement, I run into Sachi in the front hall. Good luck with that. She drops a comment before going to the front door. Where are you going? To get an after-meal smoke, what else? She takes a cigarette and lighter out of her pocket and grins. You sure you should be slacking off like that? The mistress might get mad. It'll be fine. My job doesn't start until the party. I can just chill until then. She waves at me and goes outside. Well, alright then. Since she has nothing else to do, it'd be nice if she helped. Though I guess it's stupid to expect Sachi to do anything useful. I continue on to the basement to get my work over with, alone. I climb down the stairs and head for the wine cellar. When I open the door, I'm greeted by a miraculous collection of wine and liquor, all stored at the optimal temperature and humidity. Oh, well, I could have said that there. I run through the list and pick out bottles one by one. Normally, I'd be freaked out by the creepy voice coming from the basement, but I'm so busy that I don't have time to let it bother me. I can only carry so much at a time by myself. I'm gonna have to make several trips to the hall and back to carry it all. Whew, that's all of it. I put the last bottle in the case and carry it to the first floor. By the time I finish, it's almost time for the party. When I come to the Great Hall, I see that some guests have already arrived. You could tell they were all wealthy by their clothes and how they carry themselves. Where do you want me to put this? I locate the mistress and try not to get in the way too much while I ask for instructions. Put it on the table over there. Roger. I take the wine and brandy out of the case and set it on the table. While I'm busy with that, Midori comes in wheeling a cart loaded with food. That takes care of all the dishes. Thanks, you've really been a big help. I had a hard time making the dishes exactly as Mikiko listed, so I decided to add my own spin to them instead. I hope that won't be a problem. Not at all. You're going to be in charge of the kitchen from now on, so just do the things you see the way you see fit. Besides, your dishes look every bit as gorgeous as Mikiko's, she says, examining the dishes already on the table. We're lucky to have hired you. No, thank you very much. The praise brings a smile to Midori's face. You've done good work. I've asked Sachi to take care of setting the table, so feel free to take a break until it's time for the party. Thanks. I think I'll do just that. Midori bows and goes back to the kitchen. Once I finish placing all the liquor, I get the hell out of there. I just don't feel like I belong there with all those blue bloods. After leaving the Great Hall, I come to the Front Hall. This is usually the place to find the most relaxing, but today it's a buzz with all the guests for the party. I take a look outside the window and get a look at the guests' cars before pulling in. They're all expensive models like Bentleys, Maseratis, and Aston Martins. There are even some more rare cars like a Rolls-Royce Phantom and a Bugatti Veyron among them. As I stare out the window, one of the guests gets out of their car and heads inside. Phew, that really took it out of me. An older-looking gentleman walks in through the door, and another man follows soon after. Maybe you wouldn't get tired so easily if you actually got some exercise once in a while. He's rather plump himself. It's clear neither of them were very physically active. They're both bald with well-groomed mustaches, giving off a cliched rich image. Both are wearing expensive-looking suits, but it's hard to call it stylish with their plump bellies sticking out of them. If nothing else, it means they're eating well. You're the last person I want to hear that from. I'll have you know that I just recently got myself a woman. She'll be giving me plenty of exercise. You're still kicking at your age? Didn't you tell me not too long ago that you couldn't get it up anymore? Yeah, my heart's starting to get weaker too, so my doctor told me no Viagra. But then I tried the medicine I got from Miss Marie and it brought my boy back to life in an instant. I've been eating it like candy ever since. Sex has never been better. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I use that stuff all the time. Viagra has nothing on that stuff. I tell you, I come so much when I use it, I feel like a teenager again. Once you get used to that medicine, you just can't go back. Mwahaha! Looks like you'll be getting that girl pregnant in no time. What about you? I hear you've been with your mistress so much lately that you're practically living there. I sure have. Ever since I started using that medicine, I've been spending every night surrounded by beautiful women just to soothe my aching loins. I've gotten tired of regular sex lately, so I've been getting into group sex and couple swapping. I love it. You should invite me next time. You're welcome to come. The thing is, though, I ran out of medicine recently and now I can't get it up anymore. Me too, actually. I've been out of stock for a whole month and haven't had sex ever since. You can't imagine the frustration. That's why I've been really looking forward to this party. I guess you just can't win against age. You got that right. Ha ha ha. I overhear their small talk and shake my head. Beneath their fancy clothes are nothing more than rotten, sex-starved geezers. Just the kind of people you'd associate with this family. If all the guests are going to be like this, this is going to be one ugly party. Hey, servant! The one wearing glasses interrupts my thoughts. Huh? You mean me? Do you see anyone else here? Of course I mean you. Don't just stand there. Show us inside. Very well. His attitude gets on my nerves, but I should just be quiet and do what I'm told. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. Suddenly, Sachi cuts in with good timing and grabs their attention. Oh, why if it isn't Sachi? I think you get cuter each time we see you. They grab at her butt with grubby hands. Oh, you two. Compliments will get you nowhere, you know? Sachi pays no heed to their hands on her ass while she leads them to the great hall. Everyone's waiting. This way, please. She whispers into my ear as she passes by. Come on, get it together. I feel a twinge of mental exhaustion as I watch them leave. I wonder how she puts up with guests like that. As long as I'm a servant here, I'll have to learn to do the same thing. It doesn't take long before more guests start coming in through the front door. This time it's two elegant-looking ladies. Ooh, who are these girls? I'm not even familiar with them. Let's focus on them for a bit, huh? One looks like Chun-Li. Another one is hot blonde. And I like her face. I think there's some freckles there. I didn't know about these characters. I thought I knew about all the girls in Starless. Somebody told me there was a blonde. There was one of the guys in my server said I like the blonde. What blonde? I see the blonde you're talking about now. Okay. I like the blonde too. Actually, she may be one of my favorites. I hope we get their names. Okay, we got Kimishima. Might be the blue one. And we have Francesca. Your driving was so crazy that you gave me motion sickness. Sorry, but hey, thanks to me, we made it in time. Yeah, completely underrated Francesca. Francesca from Starless. Completely underrated. Everybody knows about Marisa and Marie and, of course, Sachi and Mikiko and Mitarai and... But we've got Francesca now that I didn't even know existed. So, very surprised here. I hope this is a good party. I want to see some scenes with her. Still, that doesn't mean you should go full throttle on a narrow little mountain road like that. Full throttle? I thought I was going a lot slower than usual. Seriously? Remind me to never ride in the same car as you ever again. It's the two women I saw in the Rolls Royce. One seems to be Japanese, but the other is obviously foreign. Both of them are wearing rather bold outfits. I can almost see their panties just from a standing position. When you have a skirt that short, it doesn't even function as a skirt anymore. They make a stark contrast to the last two guests. I don't even think I can look at them straight without getting a hard on. Yeah! I mean, Francesca. Oh, there's a servant I haven't seen before. They notice me and come over. Hey, you're right. A new servant? Marie did mention something about a new recruit over the phone. Well, welcome. My name is Yukito Sawatari, and I'm a servant here. I nervously introduced myself. Yeah, that's right. She said his name was Sawatari. According to her, he's really something. Oh, you mean that? Yeah, she bragged about him and said that it's hard to find someone as good as him these days. He sounds lovely. I'm looking forward to it, and so am I. She licks her lips as her eyes bore a hole into my crotch. Now, that. Yeah, that's hot. I instinctively pull my hips back at the perceived threat. What threat? How dare you, sir, when a woman of that stature... Come on now, that's a world-class waifu right there. Come on. Don't be a baby. Hello, I'm Yukari Kimishima. This over here is... Francesca Mati. Okay, nice to meet you. Hello. We're both close friends of Marie. I'm sure we'll be seeing more of each other. Well, I hope we do. They hand me their invitations. I'm going to be quitting here soon, so I doubt I'll ever see them again, but I return their bow out of politeness. Now that I get a closer look at him, he's actually kind of cute. I think he might be my type. You're always trying to corrupt the young and innocent ones, I swear. Besides, I thought you liked Makoto. Oh, I still do, but Marie went and altered him to her own liking, and I'm not really a fan of that change. I prefer my cocks to be more on the cute side. Wow, that is freaking crazy. Your love for little boys astounds me. How many other people can say they inject boys with female hormones to make their penis smaller? Yeah, but doing that makes their cum thinner and less tasty. There's no substitute for the real thing. Yeah, thanks for the tips. I wonder if Marie will let me have him if I ask. Seriously, aren't you keeping enough boys already? Well, if you must know, I recently had to get rid of some because they got too old and stopped being cute. I'm on the lookout for some new blood. You got rid of your boys again. I can't believe you.
Oh,
I was actually able to get some good money out of them by selling them into perverted old men. Particularly the one whose balls I crushed and turned into a girl. I've never seen used goods sell for a price that high before. The boys you sell off are going to experience living hell, you do know that, right? Hey, I bought them. I can do whatever I want with them. You are so going to hell when you die. Their frightening conversation sends a chill down my spine. I know this family is horrible, but it's kind of a shock to learn that this kind of thing is happening in other places, too. I wonder if all rich families do crazy stuff like this. The next time I see a help wanted ad that seems too good to be true, I'm staying the hell away. Anyway, could you show us to the party now? It should be starting about now. Yeah, I could really use a drink. Let's get to the party. Ah, my apologies. Follow me. I lead them to the great hall. Before leaving the front door, I take a glance at the clock and see that it's just about 10 o'clock. It's time for the party. I show the two of them inside the hall. A large number of guests are already gathered here. Everyone has a glass of wine in their hand, and they're separated into small groups. Ah, Yukari and Francesca, it's great to have you here. The mistress notices as we walk in and comes over to greet us. It's been a while, Marie. Thanks for the invitation. We came here hoping we could get a taste of the merchandise you were bragging about, she says, taking a peek over at me. I'm not completely stupid. I've been in this place long enough to know what they're talking about. Don't worry. You'll get your meal later on. Look forward to it. They look back and forth between the three of them and grin. They're like three succubi standing around and discussing how best to cook me. I back away in discomfort. I escape to a corner of the room where I see Mirai already standing there. She must have been overwhelmed by the party like I was. It's a really extravagant party, isn't it? I didn't really feel like I felt in, so I sort of ran away. Me too. I don't feel very comfortable here. But we are servants here. We have to do our jobs. Didn't you already cook for all these people? I think you already worked plenty. I hope you're right. Hell, I haven't done anything compared to you. As we watch the party unfold from the corner of the room, the mistress steps up to the center of the room to make an announcement. I would like to thank everyone for attending today's party. Today we have a special show planned for you at the end. I hope you enjoy it. We'll also be holding our usual auction once the party is over. I would appreciate it if you all stay until the very end. Now relax and enjoy the party. She bows after she finishes her opening speech, and the guests follow it up with a round of applause. Mirai and I join in and clap our hands. With that out of the way, the party has officially begun. The guests help themselves to the food and the alcohol as they chat with one another. They talk about various things from work to politics to the economy and more. But no matter what they talk about, it seems like every topic eventually wanders into sex. It doesn't take long before what seems like every single group in the room is having some perverted discussion. Mirai and I just watch quietly from the corner, overwhelmed by what we're hearing. What are you two doing just standing there? You should be up entertaining the guests like she is. She points to Sachi, who's in the middle of a group of guests, entertaining them and serving liquor. I notice she isn't wearing her maid uniform. Instead, it's some extremely revealing and embarrassing uniform I've never seen before. Huh. On her breast is a badge that reads, Sachi 19. It's probably meant to be your age, but come on, who's gonna buy that? I'm pretty sure she's older than I am. There's no way a 19-year-old is gonna have a body like that. Do your jobs, please. Mitarai, you can take that brandy over there and make rounds to everyone. Oh, alright. Sawatari, you do the same for that champagne. Alright. We immediately get to work and pick up the trays. I pour some of the expensive-looking champagne in the glasses and carry it around for the guests. Or to the guests, rather. Turns out to be a pretty pointless, though, since everyone is so engrossed in their conversations to even notice me. That's just dandy for me, since it means I don't have to deal with them. I just go about my boring work in silence. I'm curious how Mitarai is doing, but I can't find her among the huge crowd of people. As I continue my work, I eventually run into Sachi. How's it going, rookie? Alright, I guess. I'm not sure where to put my eyes when talking to her. More importantly, what the hell is up with that outfit? Cute, isn't it? She plays with the bunny ears on her head and winks at me. Aren't you a little too old to be wearing that? Speaking of which, what's with the age on your badge? You're totally not 19. Well, yeah, obviously it's bull, but the guests prefer it this way. A little fib never hurt anyone. Well, whatever you say. You should learn from me and step up your game.
Step up your game.
The real party hasn't even started yet. Take care not to be too overwhelmed when it does. What do you mean by... A man steps in and interrupts us before I can finish my question.
Oh, that's a cute little outfit you got there, Sachi. Nice, I like those kinds of outfits.
It's the two perverted geezers I saw earlier.
Oh, hello, Mr. President. Would you care for a drink?
It's fine red wine mixed together with an extremely potent energy booster.
Sounds great. I'll take one. Me too. Gonna need it for all the fun that happens later.
They eye the wine with sparkling eyes after hearing our explanation. We have three classes to choose from, pine, bamboo, and plum. Which would you like? What's the difference? It indicates a difference in the strength of the drugs. Plum is the weakest, recommended for people who simply want help getting an erection or lasting longer during sex, beginners mainly. Bamboo is the middle level and has enough potency to give an erection to people who have trouble getting it up. It's suggested for people who aren't quite satisfied with normal sex anymore. Finally, pine is the highest level, recommended for advanced users. It's blended with a specially made medicine of incredible potency. No matter how impotent you are, it's guaranteed to give you an erection the likes of which you've never had before. Even men over 100 would get so hard that their cocks would be pointing up into their stomachs. Once you come, you won't stop until you're completely empty. Even then, the medicine will have you up and ready in no time flat. That sounds pretty amazing, alright. You think it'd be okay for us to try that stuff? Her explanation piques their interest. I'd recommend bamboo for the typical experienced user, but I won't stop you if you want to try pine. Keep in mind that you'll come a lot, and the pleasure is quite intense. I can't recommend it for people with weak hearts. They both gulp. Alright, I'll have the pine. Hey now, didn't you just tell me you had a weak heart? Weak heart or not, it's not pathetic enough to stop working over sex. I guess I'll take Pine too then. The two of them risk their lives in pursuit of a higher level of pleasure. Yeah, it really is unlike anything you've ever felt before. Try not to go out of your senses after you drink it. They each grab a glass of wine from Sachi and guzzle it down. Gulp, 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 gulp. Phew, I can feel it working. Burp, my crotch is burning already. Hee hee, that was some fine drinking. Sachi, could I ask for seconds? The fat old man presents his empty wine glass. What? I don't know. I don't think that'd be a very good idea. We once had a guest drink three glasses of it, and he ended up coming non-stop until he died. I'm thirsty, you see, but not for wine this time. He struggles to get the words out as his eyes drift down to her white panties. Would you let me drink your pee again? He asks, embarrassed. It's not every day that you see a fat old man blush like that. Oh, Mr. President, again? Sachi responds with a shy little grin. So, this old man has drunk her pee before? Hard to imagine how that came about. What, you drank that stuff? Man, you are sick. Don't judge me. Ever since that time when Sachi sat on my face and forced me to drink it, I just couldn't forget the taste. Was it that good? It sure was. The mellow taste had me so aroused that my brain went numb. I ended up coming without even being touched. That's really something. His story catches the other old man's interest as well. So please, pour some of your pee for me in this glass. He holds out his glass again. Oh, all right. But I have to warn you that I haven't gone to the bathroom today. It's going to be a pretty thick batch. I don't mind. Hell, I prefer it. Okay, then. I'll treat you to a nice thick glass of pee. Oh, thank you. She takes the glass from him and squats over it. Wait just a second while I make some for you. That is a good CG. People that want to look, she's got the little glasses on. I'm not sure if she had glasses. No. She doesn't normally have glasses, but she has glasses on in this. I guess they're just attire, like she doesn't need them to see. They're just part of the outfit. A crowd of old men had gathered around her as she squats with a tray of wine and still in her hand. Her skirt rolls up, revealing her mighty thighs and the panties covering her puffy crotch. Oh! The men drool and flare their nostrils with excitement. Even as a fellow man, I find them to be intolerably disgusting. I can understand how Sachi is so relaxed in that situation. She brings a glass under her as the old men watch with perverted eyes. Give me a nice thick and steamy glass. Oh, I think I can give you exactly what you want. She shows off to everyone as she takes off her skirt, revealing her thighs. Oh, now those are some delicious looking thighs. Now that is a good CG too. I just look at the expression there. And those legs. I just want to lick them all over. As things get seedier, Sachi starts on her panties next. She teases them by stopping there for a minute, causing them to catch their breath. A smile tugs at her lips, like she's enjoying the fact that all their attention is on her. After a small wait, she goes ahead and slides her panties over her legs. Oh! The old men all breathe together with fascination as she exposes her privates. Look at that right pussy. The color and shape are just perfect. Makes you just want to dive your face right in. Get a load of that smell, too. I love it. They all stare wide-eyed at your pussy and make disgusting remarks. I get sick watching it. Here it comes, everyone. Watch closely. She lines herself up with a glass and gets started. A shiver runs through her body as she tries to push out the pee. I suppose even if Sachi isn't immune to getting nervous, it takes her a little while to start peeing with everyone watching. A little stream of liquid starts leaking from her urethra, eventually picks up steam as it pours into the glass. A thick smell of urine envelops the area as the glass fills with a golden liquid. The glass is full of yellow water as she works on squeezing out what little bit is left. After a few more drops, she finally finished. The men all take in a breath of wonder as she finishes. Even I find myself captivated by the sexy allure of her flushed cheeks. She smiles as she picks up the glass and holds it up for the old man. Here you are, one fresh order, Wow, that was a lot. Here you are, one fresh order, Sachi special golden juice blend. Get it while it's hot. Alright, don't mind if I do. He takes a steaming glass of urine with glee. He brings the glass to his lips without any hesitation and guzzles it down. After emptying the entire glass down his throat, he wipes his mouth and speaks with excitement. That was great. The way it hits your throat, the taste, the smell. Nothing beats your pee. Thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you liked it. Sachi nods a little shyly and thanks them. I wish I had a servant like you, Sachi. How about it? You could become my mistress and give birth to my child. Oh, please. Sachi's too good for you. Hey, Sachi, how about you be my mistress instead? Whatever he's willing to pay, I'll double it. She just smiles as everyone showers her with praises. Knowing her, she's probably secretly making fun of them inside her head. thank you. There's something to be said about her popularity among old men. I suppose taking advantage of a bunch of old farts is no problem for someone like Sachi. At this rate, she won't have to worry about finding work as a maid even after she leaves this place. Hey, Sachi, could I have some of your pee, too? I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'm all out at the moment. If you don't mind waiting, I could have some for you later. Sachi bows her head apologetically, and the old man nods in return. I guess I'm out of luck then. How about you drink some of my white pee instead? Of course, if that's what you want. Great, let's not waste any time. He gets the okay and immediately starts loosening his belt. He pulls his pants and underwear down and sticks his nude crotch up to her. Oh my, how impressive. She says with a faint blush as she looks at his dirty little penis. It's a little rusty since I haven't used it in a while, but it'll be right as rain once you polish it up. I think that that drugged wine I just had is about to give my old tired soldier a hard-on. I'd really appreciate if you remind me what it feels like to come. It's been a long time. Well, if you put it like that, how can I say no? Really? Thank you so much. I'll make sure to give you a nice big tip later. Sachi's eyes sparkle when money comes into the equation. Don't worry. I'll suck all that bottled up cum right out of you, she says. She sets the tray she's carrying on the floor. Hold on, folks. My fingers are kind of numb on the mouse. Just give me a minute. Get the blood flow back into my hand here. Okay, she's about to grab his cock when the other old man takes off his pants and interrupts them. Wait, do me too, I'll give you a tip too. Me too, I'm about to get my first hard-on in months. My cum's been stewing in there for so long. Help me get mine out too. I haven't gotten hard in at least a year. I might never get hard again. I can't let this chance pass me by. Old men start lining up and taking off their pants while bragging about how impotent they are. Sachi seems a bit overwhelmed as a bunch of old men crowd around her with their penises out. There's no need to be impatient. I'll do everyone in order. Okay, do me first. I can't wait any longer. Hey now, I was the first to ask. I should be first. No, I'm the oldest here. It's only proper that I go first. Fools, I'm the one who's went the longest without using his cock. I haven't had an erection for this long in ages, you know. No one gives a damn about your penis. They start with a childish bickering. There isn't a shred of dignity or class about them. And these are apparently the richest men in Japan. I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Alright, I'll do everyone at once then. Just stop the fighting. Yeah, they are bickering pretty bad. Hold on, there we go. It's like she's pacifying a bunch of spoiled children, really, really old children, when their dick's sticking out. Wait just a moment while I get ready. Once she succeeds in calming the old men, she starts undressing. Oh, look! Look at the wink there. She removes her nameplate, revealing the enticing nipples beneath. Oh! The old men murmur amongst themselves. Look at the vibrant color on those nipples. Wouldn't mind sucking on one of those. Nothing like the fresh fruit of a 19-year-old. What are you, stupid? Sachi's 21. She's in college. But her nameplate says 19 on it. Wait, I heard she was 18 and still in high school. Have these old men gone blind with age or what? How the hell could you think Sachi looks that young? It's kind of mean for Sachi to lie about her age, but the idiots that actually believe her are just as bad. So how old are you really? That's a secret. She answers with a teasing smile. Her coy attitude adds more flames to their arousal. Next, she takes off the necktie around her neck. The old men are like customers at a strip show, watching like vultures as she removes her clothes. Once she's taken everything off but her sleeveless top, she stops teasing and rips it right off. She's fully nude with her corpulent breasts fully exposed. Love that word, corpulent. Oh! The men breathe their approval and step forward in excitement. I'm ready when you are. Just then, one of the old men starts groaning out of nowhere. Oh! Oh! It's happening! It's happening! He shouts as his flaccid penis starts getting hard. I'm hard! At last! I'm hard! He gazes lovingly at his erect penis and rejoices. The medicine work wonders on his old decrepit penis, transforming it into a firm rod of steel. What a strong erection you have. Looks like your cock still has plenty of life in it. Left in it, rather. Oh, I haven't felt like this in a long time. I feel like I can come any second. I can even feel the semen swimming inside me balls. I can even feel the semen swimming inside me balls. Gah! His entire body shivers with excitement. I'm not gonna let you show me up. Grr! The man watching across from him manages to get himself a boner of his own. Soon afterwards, the man behind him does the same thing. Alright, me too. This is my first erection in months. Look at him, he's awake. Oh, it's up. Ha-ha! Yes, I'm hard too. Lastly, the man who went the longest without an erection joins the club. This old thing's been dead for a year. Look at it now. It's as strong as ever. Their old shriveled cocks are back to their former glory thanks to the potent medicine. Seeing all these old men with fierce erections makes for one ugly picture. The erect old men all gather around Sachi with their cocks sticking out. Can I get it on? Can I get in on this? I was just looking for someone to spray my cum on. Me too. Ever since I had some of that wine, I've been aching for it so badly. More old men come over to fill in the gaps holding their ugly cocks. There are even more old men in the back, stark naked and waiting impatiently. Man, she's good at it. Her game is just crazy, man. She can talk these old men into thinking that she's a completely different person than she is. Oh, man. You're all still so young and full of energy. I think I'm gonna get pregnant just looking at your virile hard cocks. Yeah, that's not Sachi at all. We know that. Their cocks throb as her compliment sends a jolt through them. This is a lot of people. If I don't take this seriously, this could last forever. Apparently even Sachi didn't expect things to get so out of hand. No matter how much you love money, dealing with all those old men has got to be unpleasant. Hurry, please. I can't wait anymore. All right, coming right up. She grabs hold of his penis with her left hand. He shivers with delight as her finger touches his penis. That's what I'm talking about. Grab mine, too. You got it. She grabs the other man's penis with her free hand. Oh, your hand's so soft. Hurry and stroke me with it. I can't wait. Okay then, here it comes. Enjoy yourselves. She starts jacking both of their cocks. Oh, this is one hell of a hand job. Sachi's hand jobs are the best. They make disgusting moans as her hand slides back and forth over their cocks. Hee-hee, how does it feel? I didn't know a hand could feel this good. Let me have sex with you next. Oh, I don't go cheap. If it's money you want, I'll give it to you. I'll even buy you a house and a car. Hee-hee, think about it. God damn. She's a fucking swindler, though. She dodges his offer with a smile. If you have any other requests... I'd be happy to hear them. Be a little more firm then, and focus on the head. How's this? Oh, that's good. You're good at this. He moans and stretches his toes as she rubs hard against his member. Could you rub the bottom part really hard? I like it when younger women are rough with me. Okay, like this? Yes, just like that. Keep going. Alright then. She strokes each one of them from the way they want as the other old men watch on with envy. Hurry up and switch with me. I can't wait any longer. Just shut up and wait your turn. I can't concentrate with you talking. Sachi smiles at the arguing old men. I'm sorry, but I only have two hands. Please try not to fight. If you absolutely can't wait any longer, you're free to masturbate to me. Some of the old men take her advice and immediately grab their cocks. I can't take it anymore. Me either. Their cocks are already wet with pre-cum as they start jacking themselves off. Oh wow, you guys are pretty lively for your age. I can't believe I'm masturbating at my age. What a disgrace. But it feels great. I can't remember the last time jacking off felt this good. I feel like a teenager again. The old men soak in the pleasures of masturbation. It's such a grotesque sight that I have to look away for a second. Look at all these men lusting over me and furiously stroking their old crusty cocks so they can cover me with their cum. She takes pleasure in watching the group of old men masturbate over her. Her reaction excites them even further and they jack their cocks even harder. Just the thought of being covered in the ripe old cum from your decrepit testicles makes me choke. Oh, Sachi, yes, we're pathetic masturbating old farts. Insult us some more. Apparently there's a masochist in the crowd. Look at you trying to dirty a young lady with your dirty old cum. Don't you sex perverts have any shame? What would your children and grandchildren say if they saw you? It's like I'm being made fun of by my granddaughter. I'm getting so turned on. Don't you know that you can never get anyone pregnant anymore with your old rotten semen anyway? Why even bother coming at all? You're wasting your time. Oh yeah! Sachi strokes both cocks in her hands harder as she badmouths the old men. The masturbating old men match their pace to her own. Ah, I think I'm gonna come! It gets to be too much for one of the old men getting stroked off. You can come in my face, my mouth, anywhere you want. She strokes him off even faster. Wait a minute, I don't want to come yet. It's been a while, so I want to enjoy this longer. Come on, don't be like that. Just let it all out. In response, two other men chime in with the same opinion. Me neither. I don't know how long it'll be before I feel like this again. I don't want to waste it. I don't even know the next time I'll be able to get an erection. This will be the last time ever. I'm too scared to come. But I can't stop myself. Ah, I'm doing it harder even. I'm gonna come. Don't be selfish now. Let's get rid of all that old rotten cum. She stops jacking him off and brings her hand up to the complaining old man's ass. She sticks her finger in and searches around. What the? It's a prostate massage. This way you'll come whether you like it or not. Now let's see, where could your magic switch be? She probes for his prostate. Oh! A jolt shoots through him, making his plump belly jiggle as he stands on his tippy toes. Your prostate feels a bit enlarged. You should probably see a doctor about that. She discovers what she's looking for and starts poking around it with her finger. Ready, Grandpa? Here it comes. She pushes hard on the gland, making his penis go out of control. I'm coming! Sachi, drink my old sperm! Okay, then. Oh! He blows a fantastic load all over Sachi's face. Oh wow, pretty impressive for a man your age. His old man's syrup lands all across her face and in her mouth. Satisfied after covering Sachi's face with cum, the old man's penis calms down. You came a lot, was it that good? Ah, I haven't had an orgasm more satisfying than that in ages. We need to get all the leftovers too. She strokes his cock to, well, he's like, ugh. She strokes his cock the rest of the way like she's milking a cow. The rest of the cum inside comes dribbling out sporadically. I'm coming too! While she's occupied with one guy, the penis she's stroking in her other hand explodes. The gooey concoction lands square in her face, with some of it getting into her nose and mouth. She opens up wide to catch her breath and catches the rest of the semen with her tongue. No, I'm gonna shoot my cum all over your face! Yes, cover me with your stinky cum. It's all part of my job to take whatever you can give. Compared to the last guy, his cum is much thicker. He buries her glasses with cum and a big glop of white cream gathers on her tongue. He sprays his goo all over her face like a dog marking his territory. His sperm melts together with her saliva and fills her entire mouth. Phew, I haven't come this much in a while. I'm glad I met your satisfaction. She licks up the cum from around her mouth and tastes it. It smells like fermented blue cheese. Ugh, it smells like fermented blue cheese on the verge of rotting. I bet you barely see any sperm if you looked at it through a microscope. I don't think I've ever seen someone come this much and yet come so little. What an empty ejaculation. Ah, I'm coming too! Sachi has no time to rest as one of the men stroking himself is... himself? One of the men stroking themselves is ready to add to his own contribution. I've been saving this up for months. Hope you like it. His cum lands all over her neck and hair. Ugh, it's raining creamy cum. He shoots his load in an arc that hit her straight in the face and stops her from breathing for a second. As the stream loses power, it changes trajectories and gets her in the hair and the bunny ears. The cum drips off from her bangs and runs into her nose and mouth. Phew, I don't know how I came this much just from my own hand. The steam from all this cum is fogging up my glasses. His hair is lathered with sticky white shampoo and goo drips off her bunny ears. Some of it had dripped down near her eyes as well. She can't even open them without getting cum in them. Alright, my turn. Next up is the other masturbating old man, ready to douse her with his year-old batch of cum. Ugh. What? More already? His cum flies far enough to hit the glass sitting near her on the ground. Some of the cum on her face drips down to her chest. It's like her entire upper body is a dumping ground for the semen. I'm all sticky with cum. It smells so bad I can barely breathe. Her face is so covered in semen that you wouldn't even be able to tell who she is if you saw her. By the time they're done, it looks like someone poured a bucket of cum over her head. I've been saving that up for a year, so it's nice and thick. Ew, it's all thick and clumpy from stewing inside your balls for so long. And the smell is something awful. Not only would you get pregnant if this got inside you, but you'd probably get sick too. Sachi isn't acting, she's saying exactly what she really thinks. Her comment fueled the old man's arousal. You know, you can put that to the test if you want, see if it'll make you pregnant. If it's money you want, I can pay. I'd rather die than be fertilized by your sperm. Sachi flat out refuses his offer. I'm coming too! Moments later, one of the other men a bit further away hits his orgasm. What? What, there's more? I can't even see who's coming. Sachi is a sitting duck as the cum rains down on her. I'm covered from head to toe in hot goo. It's like I'm taking a cum shower. Her whole body is coated in their putrid semen and smells like rotten eggs. Most people would hesitate just to go near her. If this is the kind of thing that can happen at the start of the party, I'd hate to imagine what things would be like near the end. Don't forget about me! The last masturbating old man adds his own cream topping. Oh, screw it. Just give me all you got. Sachi stops caring and holds her chest out high to take the last dose of cum. Whoa, I came so hard my balls are hurting. Once everyone's finished, over half of her skin is covered in cum. Even Sachi had a hard time maintaining her cool after bathing in all that thick and stinky cum. So how did you like your cum shower? It was great. Heh, yeah, I bet. He nods in approval. I bet all this cum will do wonders for your skin. Now you'll be even more beautiful than before. If anything, it looks to me like it's gonna rot her skin off if she doesn't wash it off. Thank you, she says with a smile. You guys done? Good. Now hurry up and move out of the way. It's my turn. One of the men waiting in the back shouts. Well, it looks like you've got a lot more fans waiting. Hang in there. At least let me take a shower first. What are you talking about? We just gave you one. Give me a break. Sachi's woes have only just begun. I think I'm going to be sick if I stay any longer. Better get away while I can. I look away from the dreadful sight and try to get away from the awful smell. The rancid cum from the old man's testicles is making my stomach turn. I have to hand it to Sachi. She's a pro, all right. A real pro, all right. I know I was told to learn a thing or two from her, but this is one thing I'd rather not have to do. I make my way through the crowd and come to a spot where people seem to be gathering around. In the center of them is Marisa, exchanging greetings with the guests. Or at least I assume it's Marisa. She's acting so nice compared to her usually bitchy self that I almost thought it was someone else. So, the party has just begun. It's gonna be a lot of craziness at this party. This is like one of the big things about the game. And obviously, like, you've gotta watch the damn day 12 party a million times to get all the endings. So let's see. Basically though, we'll just skip through it in real time, because this shit goes very fast when you're doing it in real time. It goes like, when you hit that skip button, it goes right through all of it. So we'll be able to skip this real quickly every time we do it. But we will have to do it. I'll try to cut if it gets too much, but I think that's what we're gonna do. Because let's see. Yep. One. And then of course, well, we don't have to worry about that. We get to day 13. We get that part. And then, hold on. Okay, that's if you, alright. Wow, I have to go all the way back to Peak to get a bunch of different endings as well. So, yeah, there's a lot you gotta do to get through all of Starless. And that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get through all of it. This has only just begun as far as the party goes. The party is crazy. So, prepare yourselves. This has just begun. We have no idea what the hell awaits us. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Hentai Corner with Starless.